Well, it's the Morning Hog Happy Hour, Friday edition, Rigs and Guys, Brew Review, S.R. Perot in the house, Josh Amelia. Good morning. Hey. What's up, my friends?
Good morning.
How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Got a weekend ahead. It's a big, it's a Father's Day weekend. Now, Josh and I are the fathers in this bunch. Amelia, you are not a father yet.
Not yet.
Guy, you're my daddy, but you know. But we slapped together a little bit of theme, didn't we, this time around?
Father's Day.
Father's Day. It's a great theme. It's perfect.
So yeah, these are a couple of beers I grew up watching my father drink, and a little something extra at the end as well.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, it's hard to figure out, like, you know, that if your dad is an old school dad, maybe he likes the traditional beers, and I feel like this is right up his alley, and maybe some of yours too, if you haven't tried some of these flavors. So where do we start on this Father's Day brew review?
All right, so we're going to start off with an old favorite, Miller Genuine Draft.
Oh, the classic.
It is a classic.
Genuine Draft.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see this around too often anymore because it is a kind of a old school beer, but it's still good.
There were some bars in Athens, Georgia, Josh, where I know you were like last year, and they one of them specializes in just MGD. That's like their they have like three beers, and that's the one that everybody gets. So there are just places you know where to get it. But it is, this is just good, enriching beer.
This is just a classic beer taste.
Exactly. You know, it's easy drinking. What I thought was pretty interesting is this is actually the exact same recipe as Miller High Life. It actually used to be called High Life Genuine Draft, and it's just unpasteurized.
Is that the only difference? Really?
Okay. Essentially, yeah. So it gives it a little bit of a different flavor as if you were pulling it from a draft line.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot mistake this beer. If you're like, here's something strange about this beer, too. I know this bottle before I even knew the flavor of the beer, obviously. I knew this bottle because this is what my mom would make hot dogs in beer with. She would, like, pour this beer into, like, a pan and boil hot dogs in it.
Hot dogs?
Yeah. Yeah, have you never had hot dogs in beer?
No, I've done sausage, but never hot dogs.
No, you got to do this. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
This week's recipe.
Yeah.
Guy, have you done this?
Yes.
MGD. I'm telling you. And now you could drink one also. But then
at this point, I don't know if I'm weird or if you're weird.
Yeah, well, trust me. I definitely feel like I won the weird race, but I'll take you. I'll take you joining my club for sure.
We're all weird.
Yeah, I'm going to blame my dad on that one. Boy, this is good, though. This makes me want to go out and sit on a porch somewhere in the sun.
I would venture to say this was the first beer I ever tried when I was probably like six.
Right, right.
You know, where you ask your dad if you can try a sample of beer, and he hands it over. I'm pretty sure this was my first beer.
Oh, man, your dad was doing it right. I feel that. but this beer is still, you said it, you know, you got to look around for it, but it's still around out there on tap and stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can usually find it in 18 packs.
Oh, no, there you go. Now you're talking. And think about, what are dads best known for? Sharing. Maybe just advice sometimes, but sometimes it's also sharing beer. And if so, you got 17 others you could deal with. You know, you get one for yourself, and you think about whether you want to share them or not.
Exactly.
That's an excellent start. Okay, our next flavor in this Father's Day brew review is?
This is Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh.
The famous PBR.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I don't mind me a good PBR.
I like PBR. I think it's one of the better budget beers out there. It's had this kind of odd resurgence thanks to hipsters over the last decade or so. I made the conscious decision to make sure we sampled the bottles today.
Okay.
Because that's what you used to see. You don't see them nearly as often as you do now. Right. Usually you see them in the 16-ounce tall boys.
But
I figured we'd give the bottles a shot today.
Yeah, that's what my dad drank out of. It was nothing but bottles. He didn't like the cans because he was one of those people that thought that the cans tasted different.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That label just makes me feel like it's already won a prize because it looks like a prize ribbon, you know, in the same way that you might have a prize show hog at a county fairs or something.
Well, so that's exactly why the label is PBR. The rumor is that they won a Blue Ribbon Award back in Chicago in 1893 at the World's Columbian Exposition.
Really?
But apparently it's up for debate whether or not that actually happened.
So it could have been some drunken story they made up to make them sound. But either way, it still looks like you've won an award, an impressive award.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been around since 1844, so it deserves an award anyway.
Mm-hmm. I always say that PBR is the beer that you grew up on. It's the beer that I grew up on. It's the beer I saw my dad drinking. So cheers to you, Dad.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to, listen, we're going to have to give proper dad shout outs here. We do have a couple more flavors to get into. And then we'll have to make our dad shout out. So get ready. It's the Morning Hog Happy Hour. We're enjoying it with refreshing flavors from Josh and Amelia over there at SR Perot. Stick around. Riggs and Guy on the Brew Review coming up on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.